Almodovar's autobiographical Pain and Glory is excruciating and exhilarating. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I'm reviewing Pain and Glory. All right. Almodovar's Pain and Glory is his most autobiographical film to date. It lives up to the title, with the main character, a filmmaker, being put through agony and ecstasy as he reflects on his life. Antonio Banderas is more than game for this difficult role, and he carries the movie in every single frame with his weathered and downtrodden appearance. This is a humble role for him, and as far off as he has acted from the sex symbol he played decades ago. Possibly his most restrained and nuanced performance, and the movie could not have worked without his deep dedication. Pain and Glory opens up with credits and the title cards over a colorful background that sways like waves in a pool. We then see our main character, Banderas, and his introduction shows him underwater with his eyes closed, isolated and alone, reminiscent of a famous moment from The Graduate. That shot then fades to another image of water as the viewer sees women washing clothes in a stream. This is a movie about memories and how they flow in our minds like water, and sometimes how they wash over us, cleanse us, or consume us to the point we may feel like we're drowning. The film blends seamlessly between flashbacks of the filmmaker as a child and scenes with him as an adult. Banderas is basically playing Almodovar, a homosexual filmmaker who is struggling to find a reason to continue to make movies after the death of his mother and his own declining health. Almodovar's films have always contained strong women and show a particular affection for the tireless work of his mother. His Oscar-winning All About My Mother was a tribute to all the loving mothers in the world. Pain and Glory continues with that theme, as well as where a single mother raises her son and is honest with herself about his successes and failures. Antonio Banderas owns this movie and makes the character easy to relate to with his tender and heartfelt performance. It is easy to understand why audiences fell in love with him at Cannes, where he won Best Actor, but all the performances around him are just as terrific. Banderas even has his hair spiked up the way Almodovar often wears his. This is not a thinly guised autobiographical film, or autofiction as they term it in the movie. The only other actor that could have played this part would have been Javier Bardem, and he may have brought an extra level of gravitas to the role. Banderas lends a lightness and humor to the film during scenes that could have been more dark and depressing. Instead, felt all right. They felt nice. And I think that helped make Pain and Glory easier to digest and not as heavy duty as it could have been. Banderas runs the gamut of emotions, fitting with the movie's title, but he never goes overboard when a lesser actor would have. Pain and Glory tells an eloquent tale about life, a life fully lived, even though the main character feels hollow. He's very easy to relate to through all of his weaknesses, regrets, addictions, and heartbreak. The final shot of Pain and Glory is one of the best moments from any film this year, reiterating the film's autofiction plot about how maybe we all have the power to direct our own lives, as it blends fact with fiction and cinema with reality. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.